Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And as always, we've got another great show for you tonight. In just a bit, we'll be taking your calls, and we'll be bringing through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. And of course, you know, we love taking your questions as well. So give us a call here on the show at 888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and that's H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Rebecca Ann LeCicero, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. I do hope that you'll join us for our annual Holidays Past event on Saturday, December the 10th, from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey, with our very own certified mediums, Joseph Scheel and Janet Nohavik. So if you'd like to attend, you can register for that event on our website. And our Holidays Past raffle will be held on Friday, December 23rd. And with every $5 raffle ticket that you purchase, you'll have five chances to win a reading with one of our certified mediums. Now, the mediums participating in this raffle will be Catherine Nadal, Heidi Jaffe, Tracy Lee Nash, Renata Santarelli, and Lee Ashley. And you'll find more information about this event and all upcoming events on our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for tonight. Tonight, as you know, is our Mediums and Messages show, and of course, all of our mediums are certified through Forever Family Foundation. So let me introduce our guest for this evening. Our guest medium is Rebecca Ann LeCicero, and she is not only one of the certified mediums with Forever Family, but she's also a published author. She is the author of Living with Messages from Heaven and also Adventures in Manifesting. Rebecca is also an energetic healer. She's certified in Reiki as well as several other modalities. She is a pastoral counselor. And we are absolutely excited that she's back on the show with us tonight. Hi, Rebecca. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi, how are you, Doreen?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I just got back from our conference that we had in Florida.
I know. I wanted to ask you about that. Fort Myers, Florida. This was our annual conference. Go ahead.
It was an afterlife exploratory. It was a mediumship. It was 11 of us certified mediums all down in Fort Myers. I hope that they do it again.
I hope
that we do it again. We do all kinds of cool stuff, but it was so much fun. So many people read. So many people got readings. There were some incredible connections to just all kinds of, like, people learning how to grieve and people learning how to connect for themselves and, you know, just different ways of things. And so, I'm sure there'll be film and pictures coming out. There were some very...
Absolutely, yeah. You know, these events, people don't realize if they don't attend the Forever Family Foundation events, these events are always so uplifting. They are so incredibly healing. There is always special moments that, you know, you're going to go home from the conference, you'll never forget them. Were there any standout moments for you, or was it like just a whole weekend of that?
Well, I'll tell this as best as I can remember. On Saturday afternoon from 11 to 1, there were four wonderful mediums reading, and we each got a half hour. And when I was doing my last half hour, I don't know if you've heard this story through the grapevine, I was holding a microphone, and the lights blinked above me during the reading, and they were recessed lights, and I got a little shocked, and somebody said I kind of fell against the wall, and there was some buzzing noises. This is on camera, so as far as I know, this will be coming out. But that was one in particular. Like, I actually saw and felt spirit come through like never before, and it was so profound, not just for me, but for everybody in the room. It was like one of those ooh-ah moments, you know?
Yes. Well, we got to get you to rein in all that energy. That's you throwing all that energy around.
I tell you, Spirit was like, Rebecca, I'm here. Bam. Electrocuted.
That's awesome.
There
That's
was
so
also
great.
An opportunity that I had to talk to a good-sized class. There were about 40 people in the class plus.
Right.
About how to go through the grief process. And added a whole bunch of other, like, names, like, you know, I added things like reconstruction and hope, and, you know, alongside all of the others. And I was able to just tell them how, from a medium's perspective, we grieve across the board.
Absolutely.
You know, we're reconstructing while we're mad, and we're and we're feeling guilty while we're having to, we're trying to laugh, and we're having a little bit of hope while we're really depressed. Like, we, you know, people sometimes feel like they have to be mad or be hopeful or be, you know, and I just kind of explained how if you're going to grieve forever and you're going to hold on to all those, then go ahead and do it, but don't be it. Feel
it. You know what's so interesting about what you were just saying? I think the key word there was we just have to be.
Yeah.
Just whatever happens.
Yeah.
And just allow it to happen because it's a process that's really unique for every one of us, you know?
Oh, yeah. Individually, like one person may feel one emotion all the time.
Right.
And they just sometimes people forget that they don't have to be it. They can just feel it. If you want to feel that emotion, that's fine. But you don't have to be that emotion.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was a really profound class. But what was funny was in the last 10 minutes, I felt spirit coming through. And I put my hands up to the corner of the room and I said, nope, spirit, you have to wait. And I kind of shushed into the door. And the lights blinked.
And there you
go. Right then and there at that moment, I was like, I am controlling the electricity of this building.
Good for you. That's a good thing to have.
So
listen, we're going to go to break in about a minute. But before we go, I just want to ask you really quickly, how are things going at the Beyond Center? I know you're doing Messages from Heaven on Thursday night. So if you wanted to share a little something about that before we go to commercial.
Okay. My presentation, everything I do, most of everything that I talk about, to me relates to messages from heaven. I'm the medium. I bring through your messages from spirit. So every Thursday night at the Beyond Center in Vernon, Connecticut, I allow there to be no reservations. It's a walk-in basis. About 50 people fit in the room. You know, sometimes there's 10, sometimes there's 55. You never know, because I never know.
Right.
It's $20 in the door. And I've been doing it for about 12 years every Thursday night.
That is so awesome that
so
you're doing that.
So basically, it's a way for people to come and get a connection if they need it, hopefully.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have control of spirit. A way to see what I'm doing. And I use it also as my way of learning. You know, if there's somebody in the room who I would consider a, quote, tough read, end quote, which doesn't really have a definition, I actually use that opportunity to say, you know what, this is tough for me, and I'm going to work through it for you, and I'll work with spirit, and I'll learn. So it's
awesome.
It's a great home base. Messages from Heaven presentation.
I love it. I love it. I'm going to tell people to go to your website at RebeccaAnn.org, check out some of that information about the Beyond Center. And right now, we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Rebecca Anne LeCicero.
Can I say one quick thing?
Sure. Yeah.
I do want to give a little shout out because there is actually a young one that's listening. His name is Kenny, and I'm honored. And I wanted to say hello to him and his family.
Aw, how nice.
I love it when the young ones tune in.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
All right.
All right. Stay
Thank
tuned,
you.
Everybody. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back, so don't go anywhere. Stay with us.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The Camlach Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Camlach Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlack.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a Windbridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world, but for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential, and research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Dori Malloy, your host for this evening, and if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Rebecca Ann LeCicero. Now, before we get to our calls, I just want to mention that our phone lines tend to go a little crazy, so if you're trying to get through, keep trying. We try to get to as many as we can, and we do like to hear your voice if we get you on the air. So I'm going to ask you if you'd like to have a little mini reading, and I'd like you to just kind of respond, and we'll just kind of see where it goes. So you ready, Rebecca?
I am ready.
Awesome. Let's go to our first caller. I think we have Bianca calling in, and I think she's calling in from Australia. Are you with us?
Hi. Yeah, I am. Hi, Rebecca. Hi, Doreen.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Would you like to have a reading,
or did you
have a question?
A reading.
A reading. All right. I'm going to turn you right over to Rebecca.
Hi, Bianca. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. I'm so honored from Australia. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to talk a little bit fast, but I'm going to pause just to get from you a yes or a no. So please don't say anything more than a yes or a no. Agreed?
Okay.
Okay. I feel that there is a male energy that has crossed that is standing with you. I see him placing himself behind you, to me connecting as if he is a family member. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like they're smoking, like smoking a cigarette maybe, or a cigar, or a pipe. There's definitely some sense of smoke. That could be their way of connecting to me to what they had crossed with. And I do feel like I want to say that this is somebody to your father's side, so it's either your dad or your dad's dad or a relative there. Don't answer that yet, because I'm just asking him to give me a little more. He comes through really good looking. I know that sounds funny, but dark hair?
Maybe. I'm not sure who it might be.
Okay. The next thing that I connect with to this, again, believe me, this is a male that is crossed over. Is your father still living, Bianca?
Yes.
Okay. So to me, this would be somebody connected to your father that would want to come through and say hello to you. If I ask for a letter or I ask for a date, they're showing me that the month of March is a connection, January, February, March. That's three, the number three. They also show me the letter J. So I ask for more than that. They are telling me it's a name, not a month. So does that connect for you?
Not really.
Is this like Uncle John?
I do have an Uncle John, but he's alive.
Okay. So in some way, whoever this is that's crossed wants to call out that you're connected to the dad's side, and now is Uncle John your dad's brother?
No.
No. Okay, so I still have somebody that's coming through trying to mention now Uncle John, trying to say that he's a dad connection. I'm going to assume that this is like a grandfather. So are you all native to Australia?
No. My family
okay,
is Italian.
That's okay. Say no and stop at no. That's fine. Because they're
okay.
Trying to show me something that I would recognize. So is it from? Are you from the States, or is your dad's side of the family from the United States?
No.
Okay. In some way, I'm connecting to more farmland. Not that Australia doesn't have farmland. I don't mean it that way. I'm just connecting it more to what would be, I guess, in the Northern Hemisphere. Do you understand that?
Italy.
Okay. And are we on some sort of a farmland?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, that's what it looks like to me, so I'm going to pull back from that. Is that connected to the Uncle John?
Yeah, but that's on my mom's side.
I understand, and I hope that I'm not messing this up by going from one side to the other, but this is what I feel. Bianca, when I'm looking at your energy, I see a male that's standing behind you. To me, this is connected to your dad. Is your grandfather passed?
Yes.
Okay. To me, he's coming through, and he is mentioning to me that he's connected to you. He's connected to something that he is telling me seems to be a different place than where you're living right now. So I don't see how he connects to this or why he's talking about location. Then I hear the words John, Jay, there's an Uncle John, something like that. I shift over to the, first of all, your grandfather's a real good-looking guy. I don't know why he has to keep telling me that, but he is. I'm not sure if he was in the public eye or he made sure he looked good, but there was something about that. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, because I just want to verify that for him. He's also the one that is mentioning the month of March or the third of a month, but I think it's March.
My mom was born on the 3rd of March.
Your mom was born on the 3rd of March. Okay, so let me tell you what I'm doing. I'm kind of looking at you in my mind's eye.
Sorry,
I see your father's side of the family. Pardon me?
Sorry, I meant the 3rd of April.
The 3rd of April. Okay, January, February, March, April, that's 4-3. Just know that on the other side, I do feel like there's also an energy that's coming through. So you do have more than one loved one around you. For me to get the Uncle John, to be connected to your mom, to get the number for her birthday, your grandfather says, Rebecca, that's not right. Please understand that your grandfather on your dad's side is calling out March or the 3rd of the month. Even though it relates to your mom, please know spirit is correcting me, so I have to tell you no. Boy, Doreen, I don't like when that happens, but boy, they sure are funny when they're persistent like that. So
I know.
If that doesn't make sense to you right now, I'm okay for you to hold that because I need to go like to the Mimi or the mama that is
okay,
connected.
Okay, we have about a minute though only on this call. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
which is totally fine. Bianca, do you
has recently passed.
Your mom has recently passed. Thank you. When I come through, please know that she's mentioning her brother then, and she wants to make sure that you know that she is there. She talks about her hair. I don't know why that makes sense. I have 1 minute. I want to give you everything that I can. April 3rd, that is already what you told me, but I do feel like she's saying hello to her love, so Dad is still here. Okay. She wants to make sure that he knows that she's watching over both of you. She talks about all the white birds, white doves, white clouds, white, white, white. It's very important to her as far as a sign. Do you understand this?
No.
Okay. Please know that as your mom comes through, she tells me that she is doing okay, and she's trying to give you signs that look to me like white feathers or white, I want to say white fuzzies, something white. So look for signs from her that are connected to that. So if you walk outside tomorrow morning and there's a white feather, just remember that she told me about that for you.
Okay, I think we're going to have to leave it there.
Thank you for calling into the show, Bianca. We so appreciate
that.
Thank
you.
All righty. All right, let's get to our next caller. I think we have Jeanette calling in from Texas. Are you with us?
I am. How are you?
We're great, Jeanette. How are you? Thanks for calling in. Would you like a connection to spirit?
I would, if I could.
Okay.
I'll do my best.
Okay.
Okay, it's Jeanette?
Yes.
Jeanette, there's a very fatherly energy standing with you as well. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a dad that's crossed?
Stepdad.
A stepdad. Thank you. That would probably be why he said fatherly energy, so I'm going to honor that for him. He does not impose on you. He says, I'm still not going to impose on you from heaven. Do you understand that?
Yes.
In other words, he's talking about the specifics between being a dad and being a stepdad. Is your dad gone also?
No.
Okay. I'm not sure what he's talking about then, but he's definitely putting your dad like on a different planet and says, don't put me in the same category. So he's just being a little funny when he comes in. Do you understand this?
I understand that.
Okay.
Yes.
Where's the letter M connected?
My son.
You have a son with the letter M?
Yes.
Yes? Yeses and noes are good. You don't have to give me any answers at all, ever. You can just say yes or no to me. And know that spirit will talk about things between here and there. So if he's going to mention your son, absolutely. And he does feel like, you know, he would be the grandpa, so he was around. Correct?
Definitely. Yes.
Okay, he's coming through with, like, this whole soulmate love thing, carve my name in a tree. He must have really loved your mom. There must have been a very intense connection between the two of them. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, where is the letter E coming through for me?
His son.
His son is an E, thank you. Do you understand why he is so important as well? This guy was like a bundle of love. Oh, my gosh, Jeanette, you got to be with somebody who was, like, truly awesome. I mean, not that everybody in the world isn't truly awesome from the inside out, but this guy was truly awesome inside and out. Do you understand?
Yes. His name also starts with an E.
His name starts with an E. Who's the Eddie kind of guy? That's him?
Edward,
thank you. Yeah. Just know that the way he comes through to me is that you have to remember that you're special. So did he adopt you?
No.
Okay. Do you understand the contents of him saying that you are special, quote unquote?
I sure do, yes.
Okay. Now, I'm just going to tell you that as I'm standing here doing readings on the phone, one of the things that I like to do when I work for the Forever Family Foundation on the radio is to be outside. I am outside, my keys are in the kitchen, and my car alarm is blinking. So I'm just telling you that in some way, whether your spirit is making my car go or not, like, he's trying to give me the message that I flicker lights and they have to do with your car. Do you understand that, Jeanette?
Yes.
Okay. What did he do to your car? I have to know.
I understand the lights. I don't know about the car.
Okay, all right, because they're blinking. So all I can say is blinking. So it's just it's like a tripwire or something. So it's nothing dangerous or anything bad, but he does say that he tries to say hello in that way. Are you a tattoo girl? Do you do tattoos?
No, I'm a nurse.
No, okay, so he is referencing tattoos in some way. So I don't know if he's talking about his son doing this or somebody else doing this, but he is mentioning, like, getting ink.
My daughter just got a tattoo 2 days ago.
Okay, so whether the tattoo your daughter got was for him or not, just need you to know that he was there with her, and that was pretty cool. Oh, that's pretty cool. I happen to be a tattoo chick, so dead people have no problems talking to me about tattoos. And your stepdad rocks. Like, he rocks. Like, everything in moderation, and don't forget you're special. Jeanette, I don't know what else to say. He loves you. This is a super guy. I want to laugh at his hair for some reason, just so you know. Like, I don't know if he's a comb-over guy, but there's something about him.
Does he see anything in my health?
Okay, so I don't do health readings personally. That's something that you're going to have to call on some of the other psychics or mediums to work with. But as far as the other side, they won't interfere in that, in a sense. But know that if you have a health issue, he is 100,000% around you.
I'm going to jump in here for just a
go
second.
Ahead.
Jeanette,
that would be great.
Okay, so, and we only have about a minute, okay? But when you asked about your health, the first thing that I saw was something might get a little worse or a little tricky before it gets better. But I do feel as though you're on the right track with something, because one of the things that, as Rebecca was speaking with your stepdad, it was almost as if he was showing me a tremendous drain on your energy. I don't know if you're going through, like, fatigue right now, or, like, you're super tired, or you just feel like this big drain on something.
Yeah.
Okay, because he makes me feel like, hang in there. This is not a permanent thing. I feel like you're going to be doing two different things, he shows me, I don't know, this could be two different types of treatment or two different modalities. I'm sorry?
I'm doing chemo and then alternative treatment as well.
Okay. Hang in there with this, because I feel like it might get a little worse first, but you're going to be okay, and you're going to heal from this, and he wants to reassure you of that. And I just got goosebumps when I said that, so I know I'm on the right track, and that's what he wants. Okay?
Oh, Doreen, thank you.
Thank you so much.
You are very, very welcome. Thank you so much for calling into the show. Okay, I think we have time for one more quick call before we go to break, okay?
All right.
So let's get to our next caller. I think we have Alice calling in from Florida. Are you with us?
Yes.
Hi, Alice. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm okay, thank you. How are you?
We are great. Would you like to have a mini reading?
Yes, please.
Okay. Okay, Rebecca.
Does anybody ever call with questions?
Sometimes, only once
really?
In a while. Yes, yes, once in a
okay.
while. That's why I ask.
I get all hyped up to do the reading. So, now, what was your name again?
Alice. Alice. Yes.
Okay. Alice, I knew that you were calling in from Florida, and sometimes I can be very visual, and I was really catching where I just was in Florida and seeing, like, the palm trees and enjoying the breeze. So there's some connection to that. Two things that I feel that are coming through, and I'm not sure where I'm jumping. I feel I have a mother connection for you. Is your mother crossed?
No.
No. Okay. Please know that I feel a mother connection coming through, but I also feel like I need to say husband. Are we married?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Is the mother-in-law crossed? Because I'm still a mother.
No, my mother and my mother-in-law are here, thank God.
They're both here. Okay, yes, thank God. And I don't predict death, so we're all good on that. Okay, yes. Where would I pick up the letter C? Like, I want to say a Kathy or a Claire or Colleen. Something maybe a CL connection?
No.
Excuse me. I'm going to just pause for a second. Doreen, I think I'm reading either you or somebody else that's connected to this call that's listening, because I'm getting a mom coming in telling you that it's important because there's either an anniversary or a birthday, and this was her opportunity to squeeze in. Do you understand this? Is it like Kathleen or Colleen or something Irish maybe?
Well, my mother-in-law is Kathleen, but she's here.
Okay, that's fine. I just need you to know that, and I'm so sorry that, just hold on 1 second. I'm definitely going to read you. I feel like I just need to say to you, look, this is a holiday. There's a birthday coming up. There's something coming up. So if it is for your mother-in-law and it's her birthday coming up, no spirit just jumped in because they said I got you on the phone, and that's that, Doreen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you what it is, and then we're going to jump right back into this with Alice. But my mother-in-law is Kathleen, and in just a couple of days, on November 20th, is the anniversary of my father-in-law's passing.
Thank you.
And so I know that it's very close to that date.
Yes. She really, you know, he obviously really just wants her to know that he's around.
Yeah.
So
and
I don't
he's
know
the husband you were asking about. So.
And that's why I want to say, is this the husband? Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Whew. So that was fun, Doreen. I love you.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
Alice,
so now
Florida.
I have to get back to Florida. So can I just ask one more thing? Was there a Florida connection to them?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Hi.
Fine.
Can I
just
go?
Hi, can I go back to
real quick? I'm sorry. I have my mother-in-law here at home with me, and her mother passed, and my husband's father was Irish, so you might be picking this up. And she's,
okay, it could possibly be.
Right now she's right here.
Okay, I'm going to say this. A lot of times when spirit talks, when there's multiple people listening, they will use things that are common to slide on in. And I felt mother presence before we started taking calls. Remember that, Doreen? I was like, there's a mother.
Yep.
That's
mm-hmm.
the mother. And I think it was the last one that you had said.
Yep.
And so I kind of had a feeling maybe it might be some of you, but you're absolutely right, Allison. So okay, thank you very much. Okay, thank you very much. I just got told to shut up by spirit.
Okay.
Yeah, so I could focus. So that's kind of funny. Now, Allison, it's Allison, right?
Alice.
Alice, you're at home. Are you on speakerphone so people can hear? Because I feel like I need to give a shout-out. I feel like I'm wearing a necklace that's very important.
Okay.
Do we have a gold necklace on that's
we're
very important?
Speakerphone.
I am on speakerphone. Oh, thank you. Okay, so I just need you guys to not say anything at all. Complete silence for
I'll
you guys.
Tell you about the necklace.
Okay, just complete silence. Only one of you answer yes or no, so I make sure I get this through good.
And we've
this
got about 1 minute.
This is definitely, to me, the husband. So if you have, so is it your husband's father that's crossed?
Yeah.
The necklace.
The father has crossed.
Thank you. So does that mean that his wife is in the room on speakerphone?
Yes.
Okay, please know that I'm dripping.
Right,
you got your mother-in-law right there. So this is her husband.
Right.
Okay, he is absolutely, to me, dripping in kisses. There's a necklace connection.
Aww.
There's an I honor you connection. There's a red rose connection, like a bud. There is a Florida connection. There is a fight or flight connection. He's telling me that between her and I, we're like electricity. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. I actually see, like, he's showing me, like, you're at a, he's in your house, so don't get spooked in a sense, but he's showing me a very bright kitchen, so the lights are all on, maybe like a white wallpaper with flowers on it or something. He's showing me an island. I feel like the love of his life is in capri pants, patterned. Do you understand this?
No, I think that's a yes.
Is this a yes?
I just took them off when my son called to tell me to come downstairs quickly.
So you took the pants off?
I took them off.
So not for
I
nothing?
I just put them on.
Oh, okay. So he watched you.
Oh, God.
And know that this is lovingly. Like, he knows where you guys are. He sees the way your hands are. He sees this necklace. Are one of you holding this?
Actually, my mom passed.
When
she passed, I had her cremated, and her nameplate that he and I bought her is around her urn.
Excellent. Okay.
Okay.
So is that
right
nearby?
Here
is that like on the counter with you guys?
It's on a mantle.
Okay, because I just can see it. So if that's your mom's way of connecting to saying hello, please know that she's not getting a word in edgewise with your father-in-law there. Oh, heck no.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there, guys. We've got to go to break. But thank you so much, Alice, for calling in. Thanks so much for the call. We have to go.
Okay, it's all right. Take care, guys.
Thank you.
All righty, guys. We're going to take a very short break. Stay with us. We will be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death, heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's Dr. Parisetti in one word.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Rebecca Ann LoCicero, and before we get back to her and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help us. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like L.L. Bean, 1-800-Flowers, Home Depot, Priceline, Weight Watchers, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, we are back with our guest this evening, and I think we have time for maybe one or two. I don't know if we can squeeze in two, but I know we can get to one more caller. So let's get to the next caller online. I think we have Kathleen calling in from New York. Are you with us?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Kathleen. Welcome
Hello.
To the show. Would you like to have a reading?
Yes, please.
Okay, and turn you over to Rebecca.
Hi, Kathleen. How are you doing?
Good. Hi, Rebecca.
So there's an energy that I feel that I want to bring through, and it feels a lot like a male who may have had a traumatic crossing. Do you understand
okay.
this?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Is this a brother to you?
No, but close.
Close. Is it like a brother?
Relative.
It's a cousin, like a cousin?
A cousin, yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. So, is it a male cousin that felt like a brother? I mean, just because he does come through and call
yes.
himself
yes.
that.
Yes. We were very, very close. Very close
okay.
in age, and very
and
close.
And not just close in age and close. And do me a favor and try to yes or no me to death. Like just yes or no's are great unless unless I like beat around the bush. Okay.
Okay.
If he's gonna come through, and he's going to talk to me, and he's got a traumatic, he's very, very boisterous. This guy wants to talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. So he had a lot to say, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Left a lot behind as far as words that he spoke, songs that he sang, things that he did, video, pictures. I just feel like he was an out-and-out guy.
Right.
Are you wearing his T-shirt?
Am I wearing his what?
His T-shirt.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, you would know because you're wearing it or not wearing it. But is there something about his clothes or T-shirts or something that you guys made or have or did? He specifically shows me a T-shirt. I don't know if he's just trying to tell me he looks good in a T-shirt, but there's something about him. This, to me, is a traumatic crossing, but he doesn't seem to he doesn't seem to be making me feel like this was his fault. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So is it some sort of a medical malfunction? I don't know how to explain this. It's almost like, did we try to get help? And something happened along the way?
No.
No. Okay. He skips over this. Please know that I do know that it's a traumatic thing. I do know that this is a quick crossing. I do know that he tells me people are trying to help or there was something going on. I can't put my finger on it, whether he doesn't want to talk about how he crossed or not, but he now puts me in the water. So I want to be in the water. I want to be swimming. I want to be on a boat. Do you understand this?
No.
No. Okay.
Not for the person I'm thinking of.
That's okay. So let me shift because I'm getting the month of May or the number 5. Is this a dad?
May 4, 5.
Is it his dad?
Not in connection to him, unless
okay.
there's something that happened.
I just get the word my dad. It's a dad, the dad, 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 dad. Okay, so I might be having piggybacking, and believe me, I know that when we're on the phone, it's really hard for me to not connect to both for you, whoever else is going to come through. But I definitely have another male that's coming through who's talking to me about things more like an illness, things that would have attacked the chest, like a heart attack or...
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he just says his heart. Do you understand this? Hello?
Hello?
Do you understand what I mean by this, like a dad figure that would have that issue?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I have two people that then are coming through. They're both trying to use me at the same time. I have a dad figure coming through talking about his heart. I also hear the letter T. Do you understand T, Tim, Tom, something along those lines?
T as in Thomas?
Yeah.
T.
Could be a first name or
dad,
last name.
No.
Okay, just know that I'm getting the letter T connected, and these two males are coming in. They both want to be recognized. Your cousin definitely gives you a lot of hugs. He talks about wanting to make sure that you're joyful. Always think about him and think about joy, because he's the laugher. He'll make you happy. He seems extremely honorable. He seems very healthy. Do you understand this? Before he crossed, he was healthy. Like, worked out, maybe? Your cousin?
For some reason, you're going in and out, and I didn't hear that last thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was saying that I feel like your cousin was very healthy before he crossed. Like, he worked out.
Oh, yes.
Okay, because he seems to be showing me himself, and I don't know if this is supposed to be a joke, but, like, he's buff, like a firefighter calendar. Buff. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Was he a firefighter?
No,
but you understand, like, the tight T-shirt and I'm going to pose for you kind of thing? I don't even know what he's trying to say. But in all ways, please know that he's feeling great. And I don't know if he's just trying to let you know how great he is, but please take that as all part of his personality. The last thing I'm feeling is the letter S, like a Sean, maybe? Where does the letter S come through?
I have a son named Sean.
Thank you. Okay, so that's awesome. That's great validation. Know that one of these two gentlemen is trying to make a connection to say hello to your son as well. I personally, like, psychically feel like doing
it. My son Sean has my dad's name as his middle name.
Perfect. Okay, so is this your dad who's crossed, who has a heart issue?
Yes.
Okay, so please know that it must be your dad then. He doesn't tell me who he is in position, just that he's, you know, connected to the dad side. But he does come through. He's obviously mentioning your son. Big hugs there. Music is huge. I hear a lot of music around both of these men. And, oh, my gosh, they're so cute. Okay, so just know that they're both together and they're saying hi to you. And I'm so happy I got to read for you. You put me in a good mood.
Oh, me too. Thank you.
Kathleen, thank you so much for calling into the show. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Well, we are just about out of time. You are on fire tonight, girl.
I love it. I love my job.
I know.
I love my job.
I know you do. And you do a great job at it. I want to thank you so much. I thank Rebecca Ann LoCicero for joining us this evening. And Rebecca, if any of our listeners would like more information about your work, or if they want to learn a little something about the Beyond Center, mm-hmm. or they want to schedule a session, is the best way to reach you through your website?
Yes. You're going to go through my website. My email is all over it. So if you want to email me and, you know, tell me what you're looking for, what you're interested
okay.
in. I do travel. I do this Sunday, if you're in Connecticut and Manchester, I'm at the Funny Bone Comedy Club. I'm going to be under the lights talking to your loved ones.
Awesome.
It's going to be funny.
I love it.
I tend to be a little wild, so, you know.
So you guys.
And then the other thing I want to say is, if you do email me or contact me, just have patience. I'm the medium who answers everything personally, so if it takes me months, I will get back to you.
That's
just
a great thing.
Just know that.
Okay, so just a reminder for our listeners, RebeccaAnn.org. That's the website, RebeccaAnn.org. We want to thank all you guys for being with us tonight and for dialing into the show, and we hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. Please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. We've got so much great stuff on there, our fundraiser dinners, raffles, all of our conferences, and you can check out what we do and sign up for some things. Just a quick reminder, next Thursday evening there will be no broadcast on Signs of Life Radio, as we wish all of our listeners a very, very happy Thanksgiving. But Signs of Life will be back on the air the following Thursday on December 1st at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and we do hope that you'll join us then. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. I'm Doreen Malloy. If you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. And in the meantime, I wish all of you a wonderful evening, a happy holiday, and always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.